Jeremy Bradley here, back live from Houston, Texas. And you know, all the fun is on our website at houston.jbonair.com, and it's brought to you by our friends at pricerazzi.travel. Flight prices go up and down more than the airplanes. Pricerazzi.travel helps you get money back. Register your email address at pricerazzi.travel, book flights on expedia.com, and if they become cheaper in 24 hours, you could end up flying for free. Find out how to save on your Expedia flights at pricerazzi.travel. That's pricerazzi.travel. Okay, so I'm at this hidden gem in Houston that admittedly not very many locals even know about. And I'm thrilled to be at the National Museum of Funeral History, and I'm with Bob Bedeker, who's, well, one of the big cheeses here, right, Bob?
Oh, thank you very much. I'm the CEO of the museum.
I got to say, when we were researching the show and what we were going to be putting together, when we saw this, we thought, we've got to check this out. And having no expectations of what it was or what it is and how big it is and how many pieces you have here, it's quite incredible. So let's describe for people, walk them through. We've got the presidential funerals. You've also got some papal. You've got tons. This looks like a car dealership, Bob. Tell us everything that you have here.
Well, it would take a lot longer
yes, than we have.
You know, than your show. But, you know, as you said, that we have a presidential exhibit with a lot of memorabilia from President Reagan's funeral, President Ford, and also going all the way back to Truman, to Roosevelt. As you go, we have a lot of one-of-a-kind antique cars from 1832, which is a horse-drawn hearse, which we think is the oldest in the country, all the way up until a 1973, which is a Mercedes used for Princess Grace of Monaco. A lot of the hearses here are all hand-carved, and they're a one-of-a-kind car. Well, from there, we go into an exhibit that is called Thanks for the Memories, and we have memorial folders in there along with other memorabilia from the funerals of the famous.
Lots of celebrities. You got Marilyn Monroe, right?
Marilyn Monroe, Michael Jackson, Walt Disney, a lot of the Westerns. Mm-hmm. We also have sports figures, astronauts, just about really everybody that we have been able to collect a memorial folder on. We have an exhibit from the Smithsonian Institute, which is the Wall of Memories, and that is the original dedication of the Vietnam Wall, and there's about 86 photographs. And we were honored and privileged to be the keeper of this exhibit. People always ask about embalming, so we have the history of embalming with Dr. Holmes, and then about mourning, how that our ancestors mourned a death, mm-hmm. which was 3 days of heavy mourning.
And some really historical mourning. We're standing right in front of a 9/11 exhibit. You've also, as I mentioned at the top, the presidential funerals. Let's talk about how you get some of these pieces, because you've got some officers, you've even got some of the original flowers from the displays at the funeral.
Well, we know different people.
You know everybody. You know everybody.
Yes, I don't know everybody, but we know a lot. I was involved in both President Reagan and Ford's funeral. So, of course,
You're in pictures here.
Well, thank you. And so I have met different generals, different people that were involved in the funerals. And I've asked them for their uniforms, and we got them.
You just asked them?
Asked them.
Wow.
And say that we would like to put it into the museum, that you'd be a permanent part, and we send them pictures. But I have been talking to them over the years.
You have a relationship.
And then when they finally retire from, you know, the military service, well, then we were able to acquire some of their uniforms, their boots, just different items like that.
That must be a lot for them to, I don't want to say give up, to hand over, because those uniforms mean a lot to them, right?
Right.
But I guess you tell them what you're using it for, so then it's...
And they become a part of history.
Yeah.
Because now that the public can actually see their uniforms and relate of what happened during the funeral service itself, you can see a lot of pictures of the generals and of, you know, the different people on the funeral. But when you actually see it and then watch it bling and sparkle, you really see, wow, you know, he wore a beautiful uniform, and we want to share it with everybody else.
Pope rings and Pope mobiles. Tell us about that.
Well, the Pope mobile that we have was...
It's what it's actually called. Sorry.
That's the original name. And the Pope mobile we have is the 1973 that was used for Pope John Paul II in England when he visited there. And one of our board members has a very large collection of professional cars. And as we were planning out the Pope exhibit, his name is Buck Camphausen. Buck said to me, "You want a Pope mobile?" And I said, "Sure." Never thought another thing about it. And about 6 months later, a big car carrier came in and said, "Hey, we got a Pope mobile for you."
I had a nickel for every time I'm asked that.
Yeah. And so now we have that on, you know, on display here.
And pictures even dating back to 1930, I believe it is, right, when they started.
Yes, yes, yes.
And now this is a huge facility because you've also expanded recently and you've got plans for even bigger and better things, right?
Right. We first started off with 20,000 square feet, and then when we added the papal exhibit, then we added another 10,500 square feet. Our next big exhibit that is going on is a history of cremation, because our country is experiencing an increase in cremations.
You're saying that's very, very popular these
absolutely,
days.
Absolutely, absolutely. Cremation now, I don't remember the exact, but I think that our country now is up to like 40%, and it's growing. It's becoming very popular, and we really don't talk about it much. So we are building an exhibit, it's about 1,800 square feet, about the history of cremation from the history of around the world, of what all of the other countries do, to what we are doing now, and the American history of cremation when it first started, and then now with all the choices of scattering, to be interred, to just keeping the ashes at home, has really changed the focus of the funeral industry, because cremation now is becoming really big, and also a personalization of a funeral service to what the family wants.
And people can also get the space here to have their own functions, right? You were telling me?
Sure. We have different functions, everything from birthday parties to celebrations, usually at the corporate world. But if different organizations would like to have meetings here, we have meeting rooms. So we've had different companies have a meeting here, and then after their meeting, then they tour the museum. So it's just something different that we have to offer, is bring out your company. We can cater your lunch, hold your meeting, and then we will take you through the museum.
How many places like this, a funeral museum, are there, whether in the country, in the world? To me, I don't know that they're very common, but I could be wrong.
Well, we're the largest in the country, in North America. We think that we're the largest in the world. We don't have any way to confirm that, but we think that we are. But there's several different museums that are maybe 3,000 square feet. We're 30,500 square feet. Back, different funeral homes had in their basements a little museum that, okay, you know, that their community would come into and then look. But freestanding, dedicated to this full-time, we're the only ones this large in North America.
Finally, one last question then. Of all of the, you know, celebrities or dignitaries or any, there's got to be one person who you just want to get something from their funeral, whether they're dead now, alive. There's got to be one person. You were telling me Prince before?
Well, he didn't have a regular funeral service,
right,
so there wasn't a memorial folder. You can find different things online, but it's really challenging for us to when somebody passes away that is a notable person and they may not have a service, what can we do to honor that person? You know, maybe with Gene Wilder, he did not have a service. So we are having a display made of his picture when he was in Willy Wonka, and we have also purchased a hat that's a replica of what he wore and different items like that, a Willy Wonka bar and things, yeah, like that, so that the public can kind of, you know, really relate. But it's a little bit challenging for us when they don't have anything at all. And we want to honor them. So we get creative and we put on our creative hat and off we go.
And yeah, well, literally with the hat on, yeah, on that one. But yeah, it's something that's going to trigger the memory when people come and look through. So where can the public get more information about this place, this fabulous museum?
If they go onto our website, nmfh.org, is our complete website. It has upcoming events on it, and you can actually tour the museum from our website. We also have a gift shop on you know, the website. You can get Undertaker root beer. You can get Undertaker water. And our byline is any day above ground is a good one. So we have hats, shirts, everything like that.
Well, I said, you know what, if I knew about this place but I didn't come, I would just die. Oh, geez. And on that note, they're groaning in the corner over there. I see you. All right. Well, thanks so much for having us. I've learned so much today. Definitely check out the pictures and information on our website, houston.jbonair.com. Bob, thanks so much for having us here. It's been great.
You're certainly welcome, and bring down the entire family, because we even have a scavenger hunt here for the kids that they have a clipboard and they can go around and try to find items that
we now you tell me we've got to go through again. Oh, Bob. Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah. All right,
I'm going to let you out that easy.
Good point. houston.jbonair.com.